Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. We're sitting down. I've got some coffee. It's like the good old times, right? Hello, everyone. How are you? Hi, I'm here. I'm still here. Hello. Welcome back. Welcoming back to you. I've not posted on here in a very, very long time. And I don't know. I was looking at my channel over the past few days and I was thinking about things and I was really missing you guys. And so I thought that today I could just sit down. I'm literally sitting on my bed, Indian style, with coffee on my little, it's like a lap desk thing, like one of those, you know, with my laptop. So I'm trying not to move too much because I don't want to knock it over, but I thought that I would just come on here and sit and chat super casual and say hello to you guys and check in and sort of let you guys know where I'm at. And a lot has changed since the last time I made a video on here. I have a new job. I have a new body, but I don't have a new body. I have less body. I lost a lot of weight since I last was on here. I actually think, looking back at my channel, the last video that I did in person, I was a mess. And I literally was sitting in the same exact spot. And I was just in such a dark headspace. And I'm not going to take it down because at this point, everything on my channel is like a journey for me. So I don't really feel the need to delete something that was a moment in time. It was a moment in my past, whatever. But it definitely was a moment and you can see it. I just don't look like I'm in a good headspace.
If you take on too much and you get hit with burnout, it can be really hard to pull yourself out of burnout once you get burnt out. And then you're screwed across the board because once you get burnt out, like, it's even hard to get out of bed in the morning and that's not good. So,
and over the past week, I have been organizing a lot, organizing my home, my closet, my things, my belongings, my computer, my YouTube channel, Legends Only, all of these things that I've been doing. And one of the things that I was organizing was my YouTube channel here. And it's just been all over the place. So today I thought that I would just come and sit and chat and say hello to you guys. I did a live stream earlier, actually. And by the way, also too, like, technical note, if anything looks blurry or whatever, like, I'm just, you know, dusting off the old camera. My new lens is still busted, so this is my old lens. I do have a new ring light, though. New-ish. So I'm just kind of casually sitting and chatting, so this is going to be messy, but whatever. That's also kind of the point of this video, is some things I wanted to chat about with you guys. And anyway, what I was saying before was I did a live stream earlier, YouTube live stream, from my cell phone during my walk this morning, and it was just super messy, and I was sweating to death, and I had my mask on, and I was just chatting with you guys while I was doing my morning walk, and I don't know, it just, like, made me miss you guys and miss YouTube, and I was reminiscing about things, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Because I wanted to say hi and I wanted to check in, and this is not some big, like, T. Kyle's returning to YouTube moment or big announcement or anything like that. No, it is just a super chill, casual chat. This is not a weekend chat. This is not a podcast. This is just me sitting down and talking with all of you here on YouTube who have been following and supporting for years now. And I'm in a tank top today. I'm just realizing that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I hit record on this and I'm in a tank top. And I don't think I've ever been in a tank top publicly anywhere. So, oh, my tits. But also, like, you know, she's serving a new moment. So whatever. Let me just make sure this is still. So, shall we get into this today? So, this past week, few days, I was looking at my YouTube channel because I was sorting through and fixing the thumbnails of the Weekend Chat podcast because I was looking at my feed and I was like, none of this makes sense and the titles are all weird and the YouTube descriptions are different across every video. And so I was just going in and adjusting things because that's what I love to do. I love branding. I love designing graphics and making things look cohesive and, you know, that whole thing. We all know this. You guys know. And so I was looking at everything and I was looking back at my channel and I stumbled upon a video that I did. And it was the one that I did right before I moved out of my other apartment, like 2 years ago. It just like popped up in my like YouTube thing. And I was like, why is my video on my own like recommended? And so I clicked it because I was just curious. I was like, wow, it's been a long time. And then Trisha Paytas actually put me on her Instagram story yesterday. She was watching my old video where I went through and I like broke down all of the things that she did where she copied Britney. And so I was looking at my channel and I was just like, wow, I used to have so much fun doing YouTube. Like I really did. And I wasn't trying to chase, you know, anything. I just was genuinely like loving sitting and entertaining people and talking with you guys and getting to know you. And then yesterday also, I was cleaning out my closet and going through, you know, just updating paperwork and clearing out boring shit, like boring, going through packing up winter clothes, taking out summer clothes, you know, all that stuff. And I found my box of YouTube stuff from my PO box when I did the card swap. And I just felt like this weird moment of all these weird things are happening all at the same time. Like Trisha Paytas randomly puts me on her Instagram stories looking at an old video. One of my old videos popped up in my own feed. And then I went through all my YouTube PO box stuff and I found my cards and the stuff that you guys sent and the cards that you sent me and the gifts that you guys sent me. And I was just like, something is happening here. Like the universe is trying to send me something. And so I just felt inspired to come on and say hi to you guys. And I was trying to think to myself, what went wrong? What went wrong here? Like, did something go wrong? What was it? What happened? And I was trying to figure out in my mind what that was. Like, where did this go wrong? And recognizing what it was and coming to terms with it and peace with it is what I was trying to do these past few days. And I realized for the longest time with this chat and everything, as I got further and further along doing it, I just wanted to push the perfection of it, right? Like get a better microphone, better background, better lighting, better this, make it look better. And I didn't want, you know, all of these errors that I noticed, like, you know, if I've got shine on my forehead or if there's my neighbor making noise or something in the background, like, you know, all these things, like a siren, like I was so hyper-focused on perfection. And I think to a fault, like I do think it's good. I think it's one of my, like a positive trait to always want to overlook everything and make sure everything is right. Because, you know, especially now the job that I work, I have a new job. If you guys don't follow me on socials, like on other socials, I now work for The Tonight Show, which is different. I don't think I've had a moment here on camera where I've actually been like in my new role. And that was like high level production, perfection. I mean, perfection, like everything is perfect. And it's been a great experience. And I, you know, we can get into that in like another chat. But I felt like I just was pushing myself further and further to like fine comb through everything. And I realized that as my caliber of like perfection went higher, my love and enjoyment of this went lower, because there's so many things that I couldn't control, that I couldn't make perfect. And I just was beating myself up about it. And I think that's why I've been so inspired to come on here today and just shoot the shit and sit here in a tank top. I don't know if, you know, let's adjust the thing. I don't know, whatever. Messy. And I did a live stream today and it was so fun and it was so freeing and cathartic. And so that's what I'm doing today. So I had a revelation and I wanted to share it with you guys because I feel like sharing these things is helpful for people. And it gives you an insight into like my mind and my brain. And I am just so hard on myself all the time with everything. That's what it was, my revelation. And I realized that with this YouTube channel, I was having so much fun and I was loving it so much. And there was a moment in my last apartment, and I feel like, honestly, I have no regrets on anything in the past 2 years, because I think everything is a life lesson. I think every moment in your life, every setback, every hiccup, every speed bump, every failure, whatever you want to call it, is a moment to learn a lesson and is a positive thing. So I don't look back at any decision I made, anything at all, with any regrets whatsoever. I just look at it as lessons learned. And I was looking back and I was like, what went wrong? And I found a moment where I moved. And I think looking back on that moment in time, I was on such a roll with my YouTube channel. And you guys know I was doing candle hauls and the weekend chat and the gaming videos. And I was on such a great flow. And in one moment of someone moving in above me destroyed all of that. And I realized that it was, I don't want to say that I was holding a grudge, because I don't have like a grudge against this person. It's like not their fault. But I realized that I had such a good flow going. And then all of a sudden, this person that is a stranger that I can't control any, like this is so far out of my control. This person moved into the apartment above me with three dogs, which was against the building rules. It was against our lease, like legal papers, you know? And the concept, like the principle of it, just pissed me off so bad, because I felt like this person, I can't control this, and they're not adhering to the papers that we signed. And it just derailed something that I loved doing and that I was having so much fun doing. And I'm telling you guys, like in that last apartment with those dogs, I could not record ever, like ever. And I look back and I like don't regret it, because obviously I've been able to make things work since then. But it was just really, really, really hard. And I think I had so much like disappointment. And so sitting down here on camera and like doing my YouTube channel, I just was so disappointed. And I almost felt like I had to let it go. And then when I moved here, I had so many problems trying to restart recording and film video. And you guys know, I mean, like, look at it, like trying to find a new spot to film in and the sound. And my neighbor below me is a fucking asshole and like clearly has some kind of TV attached to the wall that would vibrate everything. And I felt so defeated. And I was like, wow, like all of these things are so far out of my control just derailed my my channel, because I was so caught up in this like perfection of like the sounds ruining my channel and like ruining my video and my podcast. And granted, there have been times, and even Brad can tell you guys, like there have been times where it's been so bad where we actually like couldn't record the podcast even here. But I just realized like my strive for perfection, which is not a bad thing, but is also, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, was just harming me. And I needed to like find something new and just do something like this where I'm just sitting and chatting with you guys and not worrying about a door slamming or this or, you know, the noise that my coffee makes or if I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like little minute, what's the word? The minutia, is that, I don't even know. It's probably the wrong word. But like, I've been here on YouTube. I'm still watching YouTube. I watch YouTube every day and I just stopped my channel. But I started watching more people and watching other podcasts and listening to other podcasts and watching more videos. And I realized like, people don't care about that shit, you know? Like people don't care if you're in the middle of a vlog and someone slams a door. People don't care if you have a shiny forehead. People don't care if you, you know, flub on a word or you look different, you sound different, whatever. Like people just want to sit and be entertained and chat with you. And I felt, you know, I was like, nah, I don't know. I don't have any regrets. It is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is a lesson in life. But that's kind of what I was realizing in this past week was like, it's okay to be messy. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. My hair doesn't have to be a perfect coif, you know, whatever. Like there's curls, they're a mess. I don't have to have, you know, a perfectly matte face with my, you know, I used to spend so much time, you guys, like, oh my God. I would sit here and be like, oh, my face is shiny. My nose is shiny. Let me go in my bathroom and spend all this time like powdering my face. And then I wouldn't be able to get it right. And I would just throw everything away and be like, I'm not doing a video today because I can't, I don't look good. I don't sound right. I don't, you know, just like stupid little things that like you guys don't care about, you know? Like I watch so many people who their audio, they've got like air conditioners running and fans running, or they're in their car filming on their iPhone. Their podcast is glitchy and sounds like, you know, it sounds like they're in a fan, you know, like, and I still love it because it's entertaining. And for some reason, I just let my own filter of like, this has to be perfect, get to me. And I don't want to, you know, come on here and be like, oh, I'm sorry, because I think you guys understand it. And like, luckily, this YouTube is not my job per se. Like it's, I'm fortunate that it's a creative sandbox and I do get to have fun and I don't have to worry about, you know, this being like my life. And at the same time, I also don't want you guys, my subscribers, to think that I don't care and that I, you know, that I don't value you guys, because I do. I value you guys so much. And I think because I value you all so much, I think that led me to think that I was, it led to me overthinking everything. Like I need to make my content amazing and fun and funny and everything has to be perfect. And my power hours have to be perfect and everything has to be perfect. But that's not what people want. You know, people just want to sit and they just want to hang out and they just want to chat and they just want to get to know you and have fun and just laugh. And that's what's important. And I don't know if this is a return. I don't know what is gonna come next, but I'm starting to like have some realizations in this like quarantine moment of what's important and what I want to do and what I'm passionate about. And I'm passionate about entertaining people. I'm passionate about making people laugh and connecting with people. And I let just so many little details, like no joke, like right now, in this moment, right now, as I'm talking to you guys, my downstairs neighbor's TV is blaring and I don't know if it's coming through. We'll find out in post. I'll find out afterwards. But that would stop me. That would have stopped me. It did stop me. What am I talking about? It would have stopped me. It did stop me. That stopped me from doing this. And I held such a grudge about it for so long. I've let it, oh man, like I literally let that stop me from doing this. One person who is an inconsiderate asshole, I let that one person in this one situation that is fleeting stop me from doing what I want to do. And I recognize it. And I feel like for the longest time, I didn't want to acknowledge it because I felt like it was so stupid, but I was really holding on to it. And I don't regret it because, as you guys have seen in the past year of my life, I really have gone through a complete, we're all in the middle of a transformation, especially like with COVID-19 and everything. You know, I have been going through such a deep personal transformation in the past year of my life. I mean, like a serious transformation. And I really started to address issues, deep, like rooted issues with my stress and my anxiety and my overthinking of everything and just me beating myself up all the time about everything from my appearance to my weight, to my stress, to my eating, to my YouTube channel. Like, I really just got way too hyper-focused on everything. And I don't regret it because I think everything in life, like I said before, is a learning lesson. And I think for you guys, you've seen the mess. You guys have seen the mess. I cannot sit here and lie and be like, I've not been messy, because I've been messy on here. I was just thinking the other day about my drunken rant that I did. I think we were just talking about it on Legends Only, actually. My like drunken, messy rant, my drunken Instagram stories. I can't run from any of that. That is all on the internet. That's all out there. Like me sitting here in a tank top and possibly looking blurry or whatever, we'll adjust it, you know, boop, boop, boop. That's not, that's nothing in comparison to the shit you guys have seen. Like, I'm realizing that all of that shit is not that serious. It's not that important. You guys don't care. I need to stop caring so much, and I need to just go back to doing what I love doing. And what I love doing is sitting down, talking about stuff, and connecting with you guys on here, on the internet, in whatever platform that is. Podcast, YouTube, weekend chat, video games, Twitch streams. I've just been experimenting, and I think that's okay. And I'm realizing that that's okay now. And that's the one thing that I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys to say, like, thank you for sticking around. Thank you for still supporting me when I do all these random creative things. Like, some days I'm like, oh, I want to be a Twitch streamer. Some days I'm like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do a podcast. I want to start my own podcast network. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then I found that what was happening was every single time I was branching off, I was carrying with it guilt. Like, I would start Legends Only, and then I would, you know, with this new job, by the way, speaking of, it's the most time-consuming job I've ever had in my entire life, hands down, point blank, period. And so I really only have time in the week for, like, one extracurricular activity, or that's not the right word, one side project, like, one side hustle. I have, like, room for, like, one thing. And so I went with the podcast. And then when I did that, I carried so much guilt about this, and guilt about my weekend chat, and guilt about video games and my gaming series, or all of these other ideas that I just didn't have time for. And I let that guilt just weigh on my back and make me feel bad and make me feel guilty. And we're letting that go. That's what I'm here today to do. We are sitting Indian style on my bed in a fucking tank top, drinking Dunkin' Donuts. And we're letting that all go. Now, do I think that I'm going to come back to do a weekly video chat every week? I don't know. But I think I'm recognizing where I need to let things go, and that I need to just get back to doing what I love doing. And whatever platform that is, we're gonna roll with it. And so I want you guys to know that I still think about this all the time, clearly. I'm still thinking about it, I mean, obviously. And yeah, I just wanted to say hi. How are you? How are you guys doing? Especially through all of this, I feel like people need connection, and I haven't seen anyone. Like, I've seen people three times during COVID. I walked all the way up to the hundreds here in Manhattan to go see my old coworkers, Michael and Jen. And we sat like 10 feet apart from each other on these like park benches. Like I sat like all the way across from them. Then like a month ago, I saw one of my closest friends from college here. Her and I went to one of the parks and we just sat 10 feet. We got a couple to-go drinks and we sat. And then the other day I went on a walk. One of my coworkers actually lives nearby. So we just went on a walk and we just stayed like 6 feet apart with masks on and we just looped around the block. And that's it. That is literally it. In 120 days now, 4 months, I've seen humans that I know three times. So it's been weird. And so I was like, let me just come on and like chat with you guys. Like, how are you doing? How are you holding up? What's going on in your state? Are you doing okay? Like, is everything good? I feel like that's, you know, why I started this channel. It's why I started doing what I do. It's why I started Tumblr and all these other things, is to check in and say hi and to connect with you guys. So I hope you guys are doing good. And I don't know what is going to come next with this. I don't know, but it does feel good sitting here. I hope that the video works. I hope when I plug in this, when I plug it into this thing, the card reader, there we go. I hope that when I plug this card into here that it all works because it feels kind of nice to just sit here and shoot the shit and, you know, let this stupid bitch blast her fucking TV and not let it stop me and not let it phase me because, oh man, like I literally like, oh, Brad knows. Ooh, does Brad know? Poor thing, we went to record, oh, what day was it? I forget when we went to record and I don't know what was going on, but like Brad was able to hear it through the phone. Well, I was like, you know how like iPhones are very good now about like clearing out background noise. Brad was able to hear it through the phone and I was like, but yeah, we're not going to do that today. We're not letting it get to us. Thank you to everyone here. I hope that you're doing well. Thank you to those of you who have followed over to Legends Only Podcast, who have followed over to our Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. I'm putting out power hours there. I think that's the other thing too that kind of inspired this comeback. Inspired me to get in front of the camera was, I forgot about that. Every 30 minutes, it stops your recording. Anyway, like I was saying, for my birthday this year, I did the Twitch Power Hour and you guys loved it. Oh my God, I had so much fun. And in legendary T. Kyle fashion, I got so drunk that I blacked out, stood up and walked away, went to the bathroom and passed out while my Twitch stream was still live. I mean, iconic. Like, that is the kind of shit that I love doing. And I put up another power hour for everyone on Patreon, everyone in the Legends Only, or not Legend, the Legend tier of the Legends Only Patreon. I put that back up and I'm like, oh, it would be so fun to be able to like do a live event or get with my friends and do a power hour and just like hang out. So I thought, let's just get back to doing what I love doing. What I love doing is this. And so it feels good. It feels like really nice to just sit here and chat. And I don't know what the future will bring. Who knows? We don't know what's going on with COVID, with work, with life, with everything. I don't know. But I want you guys to know that I still think about you all. I still think about this channel all the time and what I can do with it. And I worked too hard to throw anything away. Also, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm on Instagram, t.kyle, and I'm on Twitter at T Kyle Mac. I usually, that's like the place to go. I feel like Instagram stories is where I'm most active. So definitely check that out. Follow me there if you want to keep in touch and see and chat. And, you know, I do try and respond to pretty much every DM that I get, which, you know, can sometimes be hard, especially when I'm in the midst of a work week, but I am there. And who knows? See, another thing, my fridge just went off. Normally before I would be like, oh, my fridge, it's so loud. My video's ruined. Cancel it. Cut the cord. Turn it off. We're not gonna do that today. Because you guys don't care. And because I don't care when I watch other people's videos. I don't care if they are in the middle of a wind tunnel. I don't care if they're driving. I don't care if it's like 720p, like HD, 4K. Actually, I kind of hate 4K. 4K is like, whew, y'all don't want to see that. Anyway, I'm rambling now. I think I'm rambling because I'm just like excited to sit down and I'm excited to chat and it feels nice. And I don't like hate this setup. What do you guys think? I'm just sitting, like literally I'm just sitting in my bed. My lap desk is over here with my laptop and my little coffee. And I've got my little caps for my thing. I've got my light in the back, which we can change. Let's see. We can change it to red. Ooh, she's like a little sunset moment. What did I think I had it on. This is like the beach mode, tropical sunset, spring blossoms, Arctic aurora, savannah, my League of Legends setup, which is ridiculous because I have literally a color scheme that matches League of Legends. Xbox setting, which shuts this off so it doesn't reflect to my TV. Anyway, this is like, I'm just rambling. Could you imagine if we did a video, T. Kyle changing the lights in his apartment for 10 minutes straight? Anyway, it just feels good to sit down. It feels really good. And I miss it. I miss it really. I like really do. I miss it. I haven't bought candles in a long time. I haven't done a haul in forever. I miss it. But I'm still here, and I think I want to do a video soon about my weight loss. It's a lot. I'm writing like a script for it. Not like a script, but just like a story, you know, giving it an outline, like a, you know, a understandable outline that I can cover everything in it. So I don't know if I'm going to do that video or podcast or probably some kind of a combination of both because I have an audience on both. What else? What else? I have a new job, which has been a crazy experience. I could talk about that. I don't know. Leave a comment below. What did you guys like? What do you want to see? What do you guys want to do? Do you just love me sitting here? I don't even, well, I don't, I'm in short shorts. So, you know, she's got to be a sensible, she's got to be a little controlled with, we don't, you know, we don't want our tits hanging out. Anyway, what else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, it's already 4 o'clock. Oh my God. Gotta record Legends Only in like a little while. Ugh. Okay. Okay. Bye everyone. And thank you again. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for those of you who have stuck around and followed my journey and supported my other projects and supported me when I just was being a mess and was going through it. And, you know, it just really means a lot. Like it really does. And I went through my subscriber box the other day and I got really emotional. And I'm getting emotional now just even thinking about it. It really does mean a lot. Like, and I feel like that's where I need to go next is like, let the guard back down. Stop being so fucking serious. Like, stop taking everything so seriously. God damn it, T. Kyle. What the fuck are you doing? Like, and it's not a bad thing, by the way. It's not a bad thing to take things seriously because it's very important, especially in like high pressure situations. You have to take things seriously. It's good to double check things. It's good to pay attention to detail, but at the same time, you can't let that ruin your life and like make you feel so bad about everything. And like, you know, I just readjusted my thing. And like normally before I'd be like, oh, that made a noise. Cut it out. Oh, you hit the stand. Cut it out. Ugh, you're not in the center of the frame. cut it out. You got to redo it. We're throwing all of that out, okay? And I want all of you to drag me in the comments or drag me on Instagram if you see me start to act a fool again and start to take myself way too seriously or start to like beat myself up again. We need to stop doing that to ourselves. That's what today's lesson we learned. Because that's what I used to do, right? At the end of my weekend chat, I'd be like, today we learned. Today we learned that life is too short to be taking everything so fucking seriously, especially now when who knows when life is gonna get back to normal. We may be trapped in here. I may be trapped in here. I know that I'm working from home for the rest of the year, and that's got another 6 more months to it. So what we gotta do is we gotta stop taking things so seriously. We need to start spending our times doing things that we love doing and enjoying every moment and trying new things and just having fun. That is what we learned today. And so that's where I'm at. And I hope, I feel like I like don't even want to hit off on this because I'm like, I just want to connect with you guys and give you guys a big hug and do a power hour. And I want to do our like big legends only event and be able to like meet with you guys. And oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's been a long time. but yeah, thank you guys again. I've said thank you and goodbye like 40 times here. But have a great weekend, a great Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever fucking day it is that you stumble upon this video. And thank you for your support and for watching and for being here. If you made it to the end, what emoji can we leave today? Something that fits with everything that I'm chatting about, not taking everything so seriously, free. What's like a free shake your... And what can we do? I know. Leave the emoji. You know that one? You know that guy where he's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Literally, you know that little guy, the girl, whatever. I think it's like, you know, all the things now. Like, I think she's like... In every, you know, every iteration, if you made it that far, this far into the video, leave that little, what does he even say? What is that one? We're going to call him the I don't give a fuck emoji today, because that's the mood and the vibe that I'm trying to take into the rest of the year, is let go of the idea of perfection, because there is no such thing as perfection. I am going to get on here and, you know, we're only getting older, girl. So these wrinkles are going to get deeper. The wrinkles are going to get more prominent. The shine is going to stay. My hair is going to fall out, which, you know, I'm taking some pills to prevent against that. Not sponsored. We don't need to, whatever. What else? You know, things might not get better. So anyway, that is my lesson for you guys today. Speaking of hair, I will say, now I'm not going to shout out what I've been using yet, because I've been using it for like, when did I sign up? I don't know. I'll have to circle back with you guys on that. But I have been taking supplements for the hair, because, you know, when you're 32 and you're gay, basically dead. So I feel like my hair in the past 6 months has gotten really red again. Like it was really dulling out. Like I'm getting gray. This has taken a whole other turn, by the way. We started out as like this emotional chat. And now I'm like, look at the grays in my hair, wig. But like she's getting gray over here, as you can see. But like otherwise, like my hair, you know, for being 32, it's getting more vibrant again. And I think it's, you know, I'm getting outside, I'm going on walks, I'm taking some supplements, I'm taking care of my stress, I'm trying to get healthier. My elbow just snapped. Ooh. But where was I going with that? I think the point was that I'm trying to enjoy things more. That was the other thing I had, like a moment where my mom actually said this to me. She was like, why aren't you having fun? And I was like, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. What do you mean, why am I not having fun? We're in the middle of like a global pandemic. And she's like, yeah, but like, that doesn't mean that you can't have fun. Like you can still have fun. You know, you might not be seeing your friends, but like you can still have fun. Why are you not having fun? And I was like, I don't know. Why am I not having fun? And then I was like, oh, I know exactly why I'm not having fun, because I'm taking everything too fucking seriously. I do take the pandemic seriously, by the way. I do wear my mask. I'm very like, you know, I'm not going to groups. I'm not going inside. I'm not seeing friends. I'm not traveling. I have not gotten on public transportation in 4 months. I have not been on the subway in 4 months. I have not been in a car in 4 months. I have not, you know, I've been taking all of that very seriously because it's been really, really, really serious here. And oh, I should do a video actually where I talk about like the experience here because so many businesses are closing and it's really, really sad. Where were we going with this story? Oh, my mom kind of called me out where she's like, you know, you're not having fun. Like, have fun. And I was like, I need to have fun. Like, let's all have fun, right? Like, stop taking everything so seriously. Again, this is me. What birthed the weekend chat was literally me coming on here and talking to myself. I mean, I am still talking to myself right now, but I would come on here and I would sort through my problems and you guys connected with that. And I want to get back to that. So that's what this is. This is an old school, busted ass, unfiltered, no mattifying powder weekend chat. I do have a ring light though, but there's no powder. There's no shenanigans. Just old school, back to basics. Ain't no other man but me here on this day, weekend chat. And it feels nice. And I hope that this works when I plug this in because I feel like I've recorded 45 minutes and I hope that it works because I haven't used this camera in like a year, like a really long ass time. I'm still so bummed that my other lens is busted and that shit was expensive. That was a $500 lens that I don't know what happened to her. I think I must've dropped her, like put her in a bag or something. She was shook. She was shaken up and she busted. Okay, we're going to end this video now. I am sweating to death. It is like getting hot. And do you guys ever see, this is the problem here. I start thinking of things. I start rambling, but that's what we used to do in the weekend chat. So I'm going to do it. So do you guys ever, so like in my apartment, I feel like it will be frigid and freezing. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're good. I turn the air conditioner off. And within 5 minutes, it is 4,000 degrees and I'm sweating bullets. Does anyone else have that problem? Or if I set it to 69 degrees, I'll be like, I'm too hot. I'm like, ooh, get me a freezer. I need to be put in the freezer. It's too hot. I put it down to 68 and I'm like, ugh. Like, why is it? What? I don't get it. Okay. That is all for this weekend chat. For real, I promise this is the end. I gotta get this up. And thank you guys again. And I will chat with you guys later. That's the other thing I forgot about. This is like, you gotta do thumbnails. Ooh, okay. So I burped. We're centered. Hair looks whatever. I don't care. Focus. It's also so weird. Oh my God, I'm still rambling. I literally was like, bye. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. As I just am like, you know, I just stopped to pause for the thumbnails, thinking about it. Like someone's probably like, wow. Someone's probably gonna think like, wow, you're insane. Like you just came on here like all, you know, whatever. But I feel like that's what was missing from my channel for so long. Like you can all be honest in the chat below, please. I've been a mess. Y'all can be honest with me. You can DM me privately if you want, if you don't want to leave it in the comments below. But I feel like that's when I'm my best self, is when I stop caring about all that stuff. And it feels good. And I feel like I'm just getting excited because I'm letting that filter go. Like, do you guys have that same filter where you're like thinking about everything else and you're like, oh, you know, I want to pause because, ooh, the lighting just got different, or, you know, it's out of focus, you know, pause, stop, stop, stop. You're just like self-editing. It just feels really good to sit here and like not let any of that stop me. So anyway, yeah, that's that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.